This isn't on the agenda, but I thought since it's been a while since we had one of these meetings, maybe just a quick overview of how we need to make this work would be helpful and eliminate confusion. Just for those of you who are new to the organization, the administrative and executive committees are enabled to conduct business in between our regular meetings. They consist of the officers of the administrative council and the officers of the executive board. So we will need the administrative committee, those officers of the administrative council, on each item that calls for action here to have a motion, discussion, and a vote on the recommended action for each item. And then at that point, once the executive committee has those recommendations, the Mayor Guarino can call for a vote, a second, and a vote, a motion, a second, and a vote on the action for that item. And then you have both committees blessing that action, administrative council making a recommendation to the executive committee. I hope that's clear. Those of you who are not officers are more than welcome to listen in and make comments when you're recognized by the chair, but only the officers can make the motions and actually vote on these. I know that's a little awkward. I know that's a little confusing to some of you. So just realize if you're not an officer, you won't be voting. You're just going to be participating if you have input and listening to what's going on. Mayor Guarino, Caleb, I will turn this now over to Chris, and you guys can go ahead and have your call to order, and I'll answer any questions if you have them.
Randy, I just got a quick question. So Mayor Laws, he's not on the executive committee anymore?
No, he indicated that he wasn't able to continue serving, and so at the February meeting, the executive board elected new officers. So the current slate of officers is Mayor Guarino, Supervisor David Gomez from Greenlee County, Richard Ortega from Graham County, City Safford Vice Mayor, and then finally Ken Budge from the City of Bisbee is the Cochise County officer. So I think we have all of those except for Richard Ortega on the phone today.
Correct.
And we're ready to go unless there are other questions.
Hey Randy, this is Steve. Can I interrupt for a moment?
Absolutely. We're just kind of getting some, housekeeping out of the order, out of the way here.
Well, this is housekeeping. First off, your voice is very weak, so you must not be near a mic. And number two, somebody is making a lot of noise near a mic that's interfering with being able to hear you.
Okay, thank you for that, Steve. I appreciate it. Can you hear me any better now?
That's much better.
Much better, Randy. Thanks.
Yeah, did everyone hear what I said about the officers of the Administrative Council and Executive Board, or do I need to repeat it? Sorry to delay. I just want to make sure it goes off smoothly. Everybody good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good over here, Randy.
Very good.
Randy, well, from Graham County, question for you or a suggestion just to help us to know whether to vote or not. Could you do have Heather do a roll call vote, and that way we'll know who is voting. I think we just have one or two items to mm-hmm. vote on, so that shouldn't take that much more time. And that way people become more familiar with who's on the different boards.
You know what? That's why I appreciate having you on the executive board, Supervisor David. So I think Heather's ready to do that. Whenever the mayor wants to call the meeting to order, she can start doing that.
Okay, that would be very helpful to me.
Awesome.
Mayor Guarino?
We ready, Randy?
We are ready, sir.
Okay, this is Mayor Guarino. I call this meeting to order. Should we go through introductions or?
I'll do a roll call if that's all right with you, Mr. Mayor.
That's fine, go ahead.
I'm going to start with the officers of the Administrative Committee. Matt McLaughlin, Secretary.
Present.
Vicki Vivian, Vice Chair.
Present.
Caleb Blaschke, Chair.
Present.
Thank you. Moving on to the officers from the executive board, starting with you, Mayor Guarino from Nogales. You're the chair.
Present.
Supervisor David Gomez, first vice chair. Supervisor Gomez, are you there? Thank you.
Yes, I am. I was muted.
And we have Mayor Ken Budge, treasurer from the City of Bisbee.
Present.
Thank you. Members from the Administrative Council, I have Steve Pockin, City of Bisbee.
Present.
Thank you. And I have Jennifer Smith from the City of Douglas. Thank you. Heath Brown from the city of, or the town of Thatcher.
Present.
Thank you. Did I miss anyone else from the Administrative Council? Hearing nothing, I'm moving on to the members present from the Executive Board, starting with Cochise County Private Sector Rep Heather Floyd.
Present.
Thank you. And moving on to Supervisor Paul David from Graham County.
Present.
Thank you. Did I miss anyone from the Executive Board? Hearing nothing, I turn the meeting over to you, Mayor Guarino.
Thank you very much, Heather. Okay, is there anybody here? Call to the public?
There's no one from the public present.
All right, thank you. We go to item number three, discussion and possible action to approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Benson for the Benson Area Transit Route Efficiency Study. This is Chris Purdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, on page one of your packet is the memorandum involving the IGA with the City of Benson. In FY21, City of Benson got $20,000 to conduct a route efficiency study of their transit system. They have reached out to us. We have a couple people on staff that have conducted route efficiency studies in the past. We have the technical capacity to do it, and we are glad to help the City of Benson complete that project. And since it only has a 6-month period to be completed, our knowledge of the system and our knowledge of transit issues in Cochise County make us the ideal partner to help complete this study. So what we've got is you've got the IGA agreement attached. It has been to the City of Benson City Council and has been approved. I've attached those approvals. Both attorneys for both SIGO and the City of Benson have reviewed the agreement as to form, and that has been accepted. So I'm asking you guys, I'm asking for a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between SIGO and the City of Benson. It's 6 months, $20,000.
Okay, is there anybody here that I believe, Randy, you wanted the administrative board to go through the motion, or should we ask for a motion?
That is correct. If Chairman Blaschke could lead the administrative committee in a discussion and a motion and a vote, and then you'll have your recommendation as the executive committee from the administrative committee.
Thank you, Randy.
So, Vicki, Vivian, I know this has to do with your city. So, I are there any questions or comments from the administrative committee?
This is Vicki. I don't have any questions. And I move to approve the IGA between SIGO and the City of Benson.
Great. So, we have a first by Vicki. Do we have a second?
This is Matt McLaughlin. I'll second the motion.
Oh, I have a second by Matt, and then all those in favor say aye.
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 And aye. So I think we're the only three ones, so Caleb, Vicki, and Matt.
Correct.
Yep, okay.
Okay, the Administrative Council has given you their recommendation. Time for the Executive Committee to consider the action before them.
Okay, this is Mayor Garino. Do we have any discussion in reference to the IGA before we have a motion?
Not for me. This is stupid.
Paul David from Graham County. My only comment is that $50 an hour, which is the rate that's being charged, compared to so many other consultant fees, $50 an hour is cheap. Benson's getting a great deal, and SIGO is providing terrific value.
Great, thank you very much, Paul. Do I have a motion?
I so move. This is David Gomez.
Thank you, David. Second?
I'll second.
Okay, okay, go. All right, thank you. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Right, motion passes, I believe. Heather, did it pass?
It passed unanimously, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, then we'll go to number four. Discussion and possible action to approve the draft SIGO Region 2023-2027 Transportation Improvement Plan. This is also Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that memo starts on page 25, and you got a copy of the tip on page 26. We go through this every March, April. We have to develop our 23 to 27, our five-year program each year. It needs to go through a 45-day public comment period, and it needs to be delivered to ADOT by July 1st of each year. That's why this is a time-sensitive issue. In terms of drafting the 23-27 TIP, I made changes to the 22-26 TIP that you previously approved, and those changes were that we have a section on the TIP that lists the projects obligated in the previous fiscal year, so all projects obligated in 2021 have been removed. All FY22 projects we expect to obligate this year has been moved to the obligated in 22 section of the TIP. The town of Clifton was originally programmed for construction phase of a bridge replace Chase Creek Bridge bridge replacement project in FY22. The ADOT project manager is a little behind and requested to be moved to FY23. ADOT has approved that recommendation, and the last change we had to make is we have to, our TIP is a five-year TIP, but our first 4 years of that TIP have to be fiscally constrained, which means our projects programmed, we have the money available to make those happen. What's happened with Douglas 1701, it was programmed in FY26 of the TIP for $3 million. Currently, we can only project that we'll have about $1.2 million available. That leaves us about $1.7 million short. The TAC had discussed this, the only option we had is push it back a year to fiscally constrain our TIP. So it's been moved from 26 to 27. Those are the only changes made to the previously approved TIP from both the Administrative Council and Executive Board. I'll be glad to answer any questions, and what we're asking for is a motion to approve the draft TIP so it can go to public comment.
Thank you very much, Chris. The Administrative Board will go through discussion and possible action.
Yeah, so this is Caleb. And I know we've had some similar conversations in the past, but the purpose of TIP funds are to really go after the major thoroughfares, right, throughout our different organizations?
Correct. In terms of funding sources, yeah, the primary funding sources from ADOT, specifically service transportation funds, safety funds, CMAQ funds, and bridge funds are the primary projects we track on our TIP.
Sounds good. I was curious how exactly which ones they go for, because I saw it with the city of Nogales, they had a multi-use pathway along a highway, so it goes to additional safety measures beyond just the roadways.
Correct, and that was CMAQ funding, congestion mitigation funds. Nogales and Santa Cruz County are non-attainment areas, so they get an apportionment of funds each year to do things like that, and walking paths are considered to be a mitigation factor in relief congestion.
Got it. So these are their funds regardless, and they can do what they want with them.
That is correct. That is correct.
Good for them. Good. I'm, it's always nice to be able to receive those funds for yourself. So I don't have any issues with anything. Is there any other discussion from my colleague, Matt or Vicki?
Chris, the projects are drawn from and in alignment with the long-range transportation plan?
Yes, in terms of overall planning, that is correct.
Okay.
Vicki, did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry, I did not.
My only other comment, Chris, are the roads in Douglas, are they tied to the port of entry there?
Chino Road has an attachment to the port of entry. It's a bypass that allows traffic to move behind the city of Douglas to the port.
Okay, great. I was just curious on that. So seeing no more questions from Matt or Vicki, do I have a motion?
This is Matt. I'll move to approve the draft SIGO Region 2023 to 2027 Transportation Improvement Program.
And this is Vicki Vivian. I'll second it.
Great. We have a motion by Matt, a second by Vicki. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And this is Vicki. Aye.
Aye. Caleb. So, all right. Motion approved.
Thank you very much. This is for the executive board discussion possible action. Is there any discussion reference to this item?
We have none. Chairman Guarino, Paul David from Graham County. Question for Chris.
Go ahead, sir.
Chris, with the inflation in materials and labor costs kind of raging right now, I'm always concerned when the ADOT project manager delays a project because, in essence, it's diluting the funding and the ability of the existing funding to cover the cost. And so I was wondering if that was something that mutually agreed upon, or whether that was ADOT that was dragging their feet on that as far as. And I know river bridges, you've got clearances and things like that, you know, more so they're a little more difficult because you've got the biology in addition to the other clearances. So anyway, that's my question is that something that could have been avoided because there will be a real cost to Clifton and the purchasing power.
The first part of your question is that before we make a TIP amendment, we always check with the sponsoring agency, and I did have a discussion with the city manager, Clifton, and he was in concurrence with this recommendation. Yeah, and we do have concerns, but they're in the position that there's some design delays that won't let this obligate before July 1st. We're going to be pushing this out to 23, and hopefully we're seeing it in every project we're doing. Inflation the inflation factors are really causing us some concerns, and we're probably going to have to come back and address this once the final design and the cost estimates are in. But as of right now, we don't really have no choice but to push it forward.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any more discussion before we make a move? Do I have a motion on this?
This is Mayor Budge, I move to approve.
Sorry.
Mayor Budge, should I move a motion to approve draft Seagull Region 2023-2027 TIP?
Thank you. Do I have a second?
This is David. I second the motion as presented.
Thank you very much, David. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. So,
thank you.
We're going to go for the big item now. Item number five, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Very much. Thank you, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Mayor. Hey, can you stay on the line, Mayor Guarino, for just a second?
Thanks, you, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.